The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, Bobby, you know what's really creepy?
I think I do.
Do you?
I think I do, but do you want to tell everybody?
Yeah. This is our last episode for now.
Hopefully.
No, I don't. We sat down to film this. Bobby's like, I hope this isn't our last podcast episode ever. I said, well, if we want it bad enough, it won't be.
Yeah.
Then anything is possible. The situation with our podcast contract and production and stuff has shifted and changed to the point where it made sense to end it for now. Right now, we're even filming this late at night, like at 9:30 at night. We just put our daughter to bed and then like ran down here to do this. So that's like the extent of how much free time we have. It's like the one time of night or the one time of the day that's like to ourselves. We're just like rushing down to do the podcast.
Yeah.
That's what life's
been
like.
Or we do it during our nap. So
or we do it during our nap.
When she's sleeping. We record when Melody's sleeping.
We used to have, that too. We used to have like child care that was helping like full days, a couple days a week. But now that's kind of changed and it's like half days, some of the days. So it's just like when it came up, when we realized it wasn't going to happen, we're like, you know what? Maybe this is the right time to take a little bit of a hiatus. There's a couple things like I wanted to trade out the computer that's running this podcast setup because it's old and it's starting to like malfunction.
It's running out of space.
I have my other old computer I wanted to swap it with, but I haven't had time. So that's on there. I've been wanting to market the podcast better because every podcast I ever see is doing like it TikToks and reels
short
and
videos,
shorts.
Short
and I
segments.
Just like I had a I have somebody who helps me with vertical video, but they already do so much for me. I didn't want to task them with also like listening to hours of our podcast to pick out what parts they thought would work the best. Like I thought it would be better if we found the parts we wanted to market that we thought was the best to market our podcast and then like tell somebody to edit it into a vertical video. So we were trying to start that, but we haven't had time like everything else. So there's a lot of things we want to work on in this break, but a way that you guys can help in the meantime, if you want to see the podcast continue, it would really help us because we're going to be in the process of finding a new producer. We have a couple like feelers out, I guess, right now, or interested people to be a producer of it. But it's like very early stages, so it's probably gonna, if I had
take
to
a
guess,
while.
A couple months.
Yeah.
A couple months. Which, by the way, if you haven't guessed, this episode is gonna be a lot different than other episodes.
No AI generated chat GPT
generated
that was like
talking
a
points.
Good 5 or 6 episodes where I was really heavily using that.
Yeah,
it has interesting.
Shift a lot. Oh, yeah, I forgot. So if you guys want to see the podcast continue, which I hope you do, because we do.
Yes, we do.
But it would help a lot if you haven't yet to review us on whatever you're listening to podcasts on. So like Apple Podcasts or Spotify or
whatever you're on.
Android podcasts.
Wherever you're on right now, there's probably a
whatever
like
you're listening to this podcast
YouTube.
On. If not YouTube, I have a different ask of YouTube people. But if you're listening to this audio only on podcast platforms, please review us on that podcast platform that you're listening to us on, because that will help a lot.
Yes, please.
with bringing the show back. And also, if you're watching on YouTube, leave comments letting us know that you want the show back.
Yeah.
Also some ideas you might have that you want us.
Give us topic ideas.
Things you liked about it, things you didn't like about it.
Yeah.
Constructive.
Critique us.
Yeah.
Please. Thank you.
And also subscribe to our YouTube. That will also help. And you know, just listen to all past podcasts if you didn't.
Find funny clips. If you find funny clips.
Oh yeah, find funny clips.
Credit you and help you. I don't know. We'll do something.
If you already have a background in editing vertical content for our podcast and you happen to be listening to this podcast, let me know. Email me. It's on my YouTube channel. To say it out loud? It's on my YouTube channel about section. Just go there. You can email there. And yeah, those are ways you can help in the meantime. There's 42 episodes. So if you didn't listen to every single one, like our parents or our siblings, then you have some podcast to catch up on
I'm going to miss my weekly
I know.
Reviews from my parents.
Oh, we're gonna
they're
hear,
usually
like,
very positive.
I know. They're gonna be the most sad about it. They're gonna be like, what am I going to listen to now? Like, I don't know. We'll give you recommendations. Nothing. It's not.
Did
nothing,
we say the title of the episode? I don't think we did.
No, I don't think we need to. It's that. Well, we said, you know, it's creepy. This is our last podcast for now.
Like, yeah.
So the podcast is taking a break, a hiatus. I think we're going to title it Taking a Break.
Taking a
break.
Break is creepy.
That's why I'm wearing a silken tropical outfit right now, because I was like,
and it's cold down here. That's why I'm wearing a hoodie.
It's freezing. I've been very wrongly dressed.
I mean, I didn't have anything else, but yeah.
I thought, I don't know, it like gave me like taking a break vacation vibes.
So what is the topic?
And you're dressed
taking
in black for like what, at the funeral of the podcast?
No, it's just this is the hoodie that I have down here. Okay. Yes, that's why I'm wearing black.
This is my saying
when
goodbye.
It's cold down here hoodie.
Well, it's funny because I was trying to think of a topic. I was like, what portrays to people right away that like they should listen to the podcast because we have an important update about like, so they're not wondering where the next couple podcasts are,
yeah.
But also is like a interesting topic. We have a couple things to talk about, so we're not just giving you show updates.
Yeah.
So at first,
we
like,
also were.
So I was gonna do death was creepy.
No change. I thought
or
it was like the other
ending.
The like
endings are creepy.
Change.
Yeah.
Taking a break.
Yeah, but change wasn't like. I think taking a break is more in your face. Like, oh, they're taking a break.
Yeah, for sure.
Or like
when it comes
like,
to the time.
Yes. And also, I have a couple talking points on taking a break anyway.
Oh,
so,
perfect.
But yeah, that's what's going on. So nothing negative, nothing bad happened. It's the logistics. We got to figure out the logistics. And it just kind of works. It kind of works out anyway, because yeah, like I said, like next month, I thought was going to be a chill month, at least for me, because I wasn't traveling. But it's turning out to be pretty busy. So I feel like that's just summer. I should just know by now that summer, everybody wants to do stuff. They either want to visit or like want to invite us places. That's cool and that's great. But I get nothing else done. So I just need to like plan for that better next.
The seasons of
like winter, fall and winter need to be my like, I feel like spring's not bad either. We make it bad because we always plan to do like a vacation or like do something during that time. There's weddings or graduation.
That's life, though. There's always something.
Yeah. I feel like fall.
It's never a good time.
I feel like fall and winter, there's usually nothing. Usually. For us. I'm going to jinx ourselves now. So I said I'm looking at my talking point notes. You would think after 42 episodes, I would like, I think that's my plan for the night when we start back up, to be more professional.
Be more professional.
Although I've been doing YouTube for 10 years,
yeah, but
I still
like
have moments of not being professional.
Being able, we had the talking points and like just the topics, the bullets and whatnot, but to go off of. But a lot of it is building up, being able to talk, which is it's difficult. It's hard to
talk to me.
No, but to like think about talking, keeping it going, you gotta get in the groove. Get used.
I said
to
I liked it because you can't. If there was a moment where I got distracted, I was not fully paying attention. And then I would be like, oh, no, I don't know. I'm going to look like an idiot now because I wasn't paying. Like, it forces you to pay attention.
Absolutely.
Which I feel like is something that's hard for people nowadays with phones and attention, smaller attention spans.
Yeah. People need to take a break more.
Yeah.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So I had talking points of why do we live in a society where taking a break is viewed as scary or bad?
Yeah, I would like to know that. I'm a big fan of taking
breaks.
Oh, I
was trying to, I don't know the reason. I mean, actually, no, I do have reasons. I have reasons like that I looked up an article about it.
Oh,
I actually did research.
You did some research? You just said you didn't do anything.
I did yesterday. Ooh. But that was, I looked up, I was like, I'm not going to find any stories about taking a break. Like Bill took a break one day and then he died. Like I knew I wasn't going to get any story, any like stories. Scary stories of like people taking a break and then their whole lives falling apart.
I'm sure there's something out there. Did you ask ChatGPT?
No, I didn't.
I stopped asking.
ChatGPT Chad, is mad at me. We have a strained relationship, so I haven't asked him. Do you want to know some of the reasons why?
Well, I can. Look, should I try? I'm going to try and guess some.
Okay, sure.
Why?
First of all,
go ahead. You're probably
because you don't have like a set work schedule. But I was going to say
currently.
Do you have a problem with taking a break? Like, are you scared of taking a break?
I never was.
Whatever sense that is.
I figured it out, I think, when I was younger. I don't know. I've had a lot of jobs in my life, and I feel like that mindset of being like, there's always something else you can do. So, like, taking a break, whether it's like you want to either need to take a break, quit the job, or take a break and just, I don't know.
No, this is vacation. Just saying, like, when you're overwhelmed or overworked or overtired, taking a break.
No. I think,
not quitting, just taking a break.
I'm trying to think back in my life when I was younger, before it was more like, I don't know, aware of the world.
You were more aware of the world.
No, I've always been. I like taking a break. I like in. Like
I feel
sitting
like
back.
You can and you.
I'm pretty good at relaxing.
Yeah, I would say you are okay with taking a break.
I'm a big fan of it. I encourage it amongst everybody, but obviously not everyone.
The microphone is so much higher. Right in the center of your face.
It looks like it's on. Yeah, how's this? Get it right in there.
Right at the end. Finish strong.
I lost my train of thought. And you were saying.
Finish. This is like the first season.
This is the.
You can look at it that way.
The end of the first season.
This is like the first season.
Oh, about taking a break. Yeah.
No.
No, I know.
The first season of the podcast.
Yes, it's over. This is it. Goodbye.
No seasons.
Yes.
That's been my favorite thing to say lately is like that life is in seasons.
Is in seasons. I've noticed that. You've said that.
Yeah, that's my new coping method.
It's your new coping word.
So
this is just a season.
It's the same. It's
right
a podcast
now.
Season.
I'm taking a break. I don't like this season.
Like
I'm
who
taking
knows?
A break.
Yeah, like season two is gonna be different.
Mm-hmm. Like The Office, season two is vastly different. Yes. Always Sunny, season two.
But better.
When they added Danny DeVito.
But both were better.
Oh, absolutely.
Season two, both
that's what you
better.
Want it to be. You don't want it to get worse, then there's not going to be a season three.
You don't want it to get worse.
Ideally, it gets better. The same, it's probably not good.
Okay, well, okay. Anyway, are good at taking a break. Okay. You are fine with taking a break.
Yes.
Good at taking a break.
Yes.
Am I good at taking a break?
No. Quick and easy with that.
Why do you think it's hard for certain people to take a break?
There's definitely a couple reasons. I think a lot of people find like comfort in being busy, having something to do. Like more big picture, I think it's just like society's like the rat race in life. We'll start there. Those two.
Okay.
How'd I do? Touch the surface on any?
Scratch
the surface?
Kind of. A little bit. So I have four different reasons that it can fall into. The first one is, and I hate,
it's like the four houses. These are the houses of Harry Potter.
I just had this conversation
put him in the Harry Potter.
I just had this conversation with our friend that I dislike the word FOMO, and I didn't know that it was a millennial word.
FOMO?
Like, Gen Z does not use that word.
Oh, okay. They don't use that word. Oh, okay, Gen Z. We don't use that word. Good for you.
They don't use that word. They know what it is.
But there's also words we don't use either.
I don't like it either.
FOMO?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what it is?
No, I don't. I'm Gen Z. I don't know what it means. We don't use that word.
You didn't know what ain't left no crumbs meant.
Ain't left no crumbs. Whenever I hear a new slang, I just think it's like something like dirty.
I didn't know what bussin' meant.
I knew bussin'.
I didn't know that.
I just seen it.
Riz. I just learned Riz.
I just learned. I think I know what it is. But I just think of another word when I hear Riz.
Okay, well, for people who don't know, FOMO means...
Fear of mothers organizing. Together, against you. Taking you down one by one.
Yes, that's exactly what it means.
Fear of missing out.
It's fear of missing out. It's an acronym for fear of missing out.
Yep.
I don't have that.
Oh, I definitely used to.
I feel like I used to when I was younger.
Oh, when I was younger? Oh, yeah. My goodness.
But like now.
If there was like a Strokes concert around, I was like, I gotta go. Or like my friends are hanging out. I was just.
It's very rare. I think the last time I had FOMO was when Melody got sick and we couldn't go to beach day. And people were posting photos of beach day.
Yep,
and we
were like, me.
That was the only time I had a fear of missing out. But like, I feel like fear of missing out is more so like you do something that you don't want to do because you're afraid you're going to miss out on something. It's your fear of missing out. So you like will purposely do something even if you don't know if you want to do it because you're like, well, what if everybody has fun? Yeah. I feel like the beach day scenario was something we wanted to do. So it wasn't our fear of missing out because we wanted to do it.
Yeah, you had FOMO because we couldn't go.
FOMO is like the Barbie movie. Everybody talking about seeing the Barbie movie and me being like, I haven't seen the Barbie movie. Should I go see the Barbie movie?
It'll be out. We can.
I know. But it's the fear of missing out. It's like, whatever, I can't be included in the conversation.
That's fine. Just don't go online. Or if people are talking about it.
It's fine. Like, oh. People will talk about something else in a week.
That's FOMO.
It. Yes. But
so that's,
so that's reason number one why people... don't like taking a break because they don't want to miss out on something.
Yeah.
So like
you'll learn something new. You can when you're missing out, you won't be, you'll be learning new stuff, doing something different.
I'm glad I don't have that. Yeah. If I'm like at my limit and somebody's like, do you want to come to this party? And I'm just like, no.
Yeah, I'd say you're pretty
tired.
You definitely lean more towards the no.
And I think it's because I've gone to so many things with the expectation of like, this is, I have to go because it's going to be great. And then I go and I'm like, this was okay.
The best concert. Like, I could have be the best not, party or yeah, this is whatever.
I think I've had enough of those moments where I'm like, okay, like it would have been nice, but I don't need to go
for
most things. And I won't go just because I think I'm going to miss out on something. Like that's not my main,
So that's reason number one.
That's reason one, number one, why people don't like taking a break.
Because they want to keep working because they're afraid.
Well, no, this is just in general, like working, doing projects. Like say you're like so burnt out and somebody's like, hey, do you want to come do this really cool project?
Gotcha.
With me. And you're just like, oh God, I'm like at the end of my rope. But like, I don't want to miss out on this. Like that's
one of the reasons.
To put it in more perspective. The second reason is the fear of failure or falling behind. This is probably my main concern.
Yeah.
Because I know that if I take a day... Well, actually, this is my first concern. And then the last one is probably the second thing that makes taking breaks hard for me. But it's hard for me to take a break because I know that there's always something that could be done. So it's the opposite of you. Like, I know there's something that could always be done.
Yeah.
So like, why wouldn't I do that thing so they don't end up piling up on me?
Yeah.
It's kind of like my therapist said when I was complaining about having to work late the one night. I was like, maybe I should just work late because then I won't have to like stress out tomorrow. And then she's like, well, she was like, try to think like, are you going to be more stressed doing like a couple extra things tonight so that you're not super stressed tomorrow when you have to do it? Or is it going to be worse to not do it tonight and then have everything pile up on like the next day? So that's why I don't like taking a break because I'm like the more like if I get sick for a week or if I go away.
The look you just gave me. Like,
or if somebody invites me somewhere and I have to go away and I have to miss my normal work days. Like I know like it's fine, but I know that when I get back, it's not going to be fun for me.
Different for you because you are like,
well, I'm running.
You
everything.
Do it all.
Yeah, I'm running everything. So if I take a break, you don't do and anything, pauses and doesn't.
The few people who like work with you also depend on you, but
yes. Yeah. But everything like
but everything else,
but is, everything halts. Like if yeah. people need answers or things from me, and I'm like, oh, you, I can't get this to you until I get back. Then everybody like swarms me that week and asks for everything because I put it off for so long. But that, yeah, that, so that's one of my fears because when things pile up, that's when things get really ridiculous for me. And so I've tried to get better at not having that happen with the, and that's why I don't like taking a break.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The third reason is because people compare themselves to others. So like if you're taking a break one day and then you see like John working 40 hours in 2 days.
And like, oh, where were you the past couple of days? Oh, you know, I was just taking a break. Oh, okay. Yeah, I did all closing all these sales.
Then you're like, oh, I'm not as good as this person. Not working as hard as this person.
Yeah.
That
makes sense.
Comparing yourself to others.
I mean, all these reasons make sense. It's just. You got to learn balance with all things. Got to learn to take a break.
Well, and the last
body
one
needs rest.
The last
rest
one, which
important.
I think is also contributing to my thing, is the hustle culture.
The hustle, the rat race,
the Gary grind, the Gary V's, and the I'm trying to think who else.
Rise and grind.
Rise and grind. I still love that bit.
That was
the video
Noelle
they made
and Cody
fun
were,
of it. Rise and grind.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Hustle culture, specifically in the US, I feel like is also because in my head, if I take a break from something, even this podcast, like when we were, I was trying to decide if we could take it on. I was like, well, like, I guess. But then like in my head, I'm like, I already have close to zero time for myself. And I want to add another thing on, like I'm setting myself up for failure. But it's the same, like, it's like the hustle culture. It's like, well, this. In YouTube terms, the only way I'd compare myself to somebody else is if somebody's like, I look at somebody else and I'm like, oh my God, you're running like 3 YouTube channels, a podcast, and like 3 other. And I just like, look, I'm like, I don't know how this person has this time. Yeah. I don't know like what
it's,
they do.
I think.
I'm assuming they have a team and that's why they can do it. But like.
Yes, but still, some people
but they
just
still have
to be an incredible amount.
It.
Of energy and work. Yeah.
And I know a lot of them don't have kids a lot of the times. Like if they had kids and we were doing that capacity, I'd be like, damn.
I'm sure some people still do quite a lot.
Maybe they just
I think some people just have more energy.
Or that, yeah. I do know
just
many
whatever
people
it is.
That have more energy than me.
Yeah. I know many people.
I know many people.
I
and I like
so
to
much
say
less.
That I have a decent amount of energy.
Absolutely. Definitely do.
I have my ebbs and flows, but but yeah, hustle culture.
When were you at your most hustle? When were you hustling the hardest?
Probably when I was an intern and going to college and working a part-time job. And
get it.
No, I wasn't doing YouTube yet.
That's not that much. Come on.
But then when I was doing YouTube full-time work and going to grad school at night.
Yeah.
And had a puppy with you.
I feel like the most is when you had your full-time job with the Knicks and you were
we're
in our house
I think
and you were commuting.
I think you're right.
That
I
was
I
the
just
most.
Blocked it out.
Because you were doing like 3 or 4 videos a week.
Yeah, I was doing every other day.
Yeah. And working full-time.
And working.
More than full-time job.
Between
lots
40
of commuting.
And 60 hours a week.
That was your most hustle.
With commuting, yeah. And getting home at 11 p.m. at night and waking up and going to work at 9 a.m. the next morning.
Yeah. My most was, I guess, when I was working on Wall Street.
I guess. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Because you were doing the crazy long commutes.
Commute. Too. And then when I was studying for the test and working.
Oh, yeah. Then you were. Then you came home and you had to continue studying.
That
for
was
the
before
test.
We bought, got the first
I forgot,
house.
You know what stinks? I literally told myself that I was going to try and film a vlog of my of you know, do you remember like we would call it the hell weeks when I worked with the Knicks? There was 2 weeks every season where we would have a game every other night for mm-hmm. it would be like 4 games in a week. So like it would be like what Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday.
Yeah.
Like it would be something like that or Saturday or even back to back. Which means that I worked my normal office job Monday through Friday. And then on top of that worked
4 games.
Game like Knicks games, which was an extra 4 hours.
So it was
like,
about 4 hours.
Was until about 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. That's not even counting the commute home. And I was still trying to do, I think on those hell weeks though, I don't remember if I did YouTube or if I just like took the week off. I don't remember. I think I was pretty consistent though. I think I just kept going.
That, well, you were grinding.
Yeah.
Rising,
I mean,
and grinding.
It, luckily it paid off.
We were younger.
Off,
we had a lot more energy.
That too. We had less responsibility. That it too. Was just our relationship
just
and then working.
The three of us with Dexter.
And Dexter. Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up. I forgot about that. But I do remember, having a couple times where I was like in the parking garage at 11 o'clock at night, just like so exhausted and about to go home. And I was like, I need to vlog like one of these hell weeks just to remind myself. See? And I didn't
Never
do
did
it. And now I don't remember. I don't remember how bad. I remember it was bad and I barely slept. It was just that grind time. That's why, like, I'm sure it affected me in certain, like, here and there. But thinking back, I'm just like, oh, it was a good time. It's kind of like, the beginning of, like, having a newborn in childbirth. I'm like, oh, I remember it was bad, but it's fine. We can do that again. And, wasn't horrendous. And then you're probably in it. You're like, why did I, why did I do this?
Time erases all wounds. You just start forgetting everything.
You just everything. Forget everything. Yeah. I always say it's like a biological thing to make people want to have more kids, even though they know it's terrible. Your body's just like, no, it wasn't terrible though, was it? Your body gaslights you. It's like, it wasn't though. You just made it.
It's good. It's fine. It's going to be, you
do
know
you
how to do it
how
now.
Do you remember how cute, how little their feet were? Do you remember that? Do you remember
is
you?
That
you
the voice
fall,
inside your head
asleep.
Right now? What's going on?
Yeah.
Going baby crazy?
I'm just like, I don't want to do it, brain. And it's just like, don't you remember? Look at your toddler now. She doesn't want you. She wants daddy all the time. Do you remember when she wanted you all the time?
Daddy read. You daddy can- milk. That was the night. We put her in the bed, put her in her crib. And like, for a while, you know, one of us would like read and like, give her milk, whatever, and now or then we'd switch on and off and help sometimes, but now it's like,
you know,
just daddy.
I would say, you know what the scariest part is? You when you have a child, you can't take a break.
There's no taking a break.
There's no taking a break.
Yeah.
There's taking turns.
Absolutely.
But there's no full on taking a break. I mean, unless you plan like a getaway, a time away, which we've both had. You're about to have one again. But
yeah, that was so funny tonight. Daddy milk, daddy read.
Yeah. And I was like, why? What is? I said, should mommy just leave? Like, I literally just asked.
At first,
her.
I thought she said, yeah.
Yeah, I thought she said, yeah, too. I was like, all right, bye.
All right, see you. Bye.
But she was like, no. I was like, so you just want me to stand here and do nothing?
And then she asked you to read.
Yeah, she did. Maybe she felt bad.
Kids are funny.
We learned that 2-year-olds don't understand other people's wants and needs.
They don't know about feelings.
They don't know about feelings. They just assume that like whatever they want, everybody else should also want.
Outside?
So they're like a narcissist.
I want to go outside. Everybody else. Come on, let's go. Yeah. Come on, now.
And then when you say outside, no, she's like, what's wrong with you? That's what you're supposed to want to do. It's not enough. I was like, what age do they learn about other people's thoughts and feelings? Not to say that she's going to care, but at least I know she'll be aware of it. Then it'll just be worse. Then I'm like, oh, you're just being mean now. Got it.
Yeah.
Before you just didn't know any better. Now you know. You just don't care. Ah, toddlers.
Can't take a break.
Can't take a break. Toddlers don't take a break.
They never take a break.
They never take a break. I'm
very rarely.
Like,
go, go, go.
The hell, you want to sit and watch a movie? No. Play.
Side.
You take your little wins, like when they're quietly eating. Or that meme of them destroying the house, but you just
yeah,
let,
like
just
whatever,
let
it's
them
fine
because they're being quiet.
You're coloring on that. That's fine. I don't care. Yeah, I get it. Like wanting to keep up with others, and
you know what else is scary?
FOMO and all that.
There's a couple. Like I've taken. Well, first of all, I haven't taken like longer than a month break ever in my YouTube career in the 10 years. Which I guess is normal, because like if you had a regular job, you wouldn't be taking more than a month break anyway.
Some people do.
Well, except for maybe your maternity leave. I only technically took like a month off. Then I made like a video here and there. I mean, because it was easy and it was like kind of a nice thing for me to get away for a little bit.
Yeah.
During that time, like after a month of being 100% baby on.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What about taking a break when you're like outside working and it's hot? You always, when you were a kid, did your dad or mom, when you were like, I don't know, raking leaves or doing yard work? Or...
I didn't have to do any of that.
Oh,
that was my brother's.
You never do nothing outside. I'm trying to say like physical. Were you always okay with taking a physical break? How's that instead?
Oh, 1,000%. Are you talking about like when I work out now? Yeah, I try to fake breaks when I need them, or like just pretend like I don't know that my timer's up and like be like, oh, I need another sip of water. always. I've never been a physical person, liking person, like gym class. No, oh, like man. I'm bad at pushing myself as far as physical activity goes. If I have to push myself with physical activity, I'm just like, no, it's not worth it.
Definitely losing that ability to push myself.
You're losing that ability? I thought that's like what men love. No?
No, I push myself, but I just meant, I don't know.
Sorry, not men, because I do know some women that like rice.
I just meant like, my overall effort that I'm trying to not like.
I meant like. I get not bodybuilders, but like strength training.
Yes.
Like you want to like push. You're like, yeah. I want to do this heavier weight, more sets. Like, I don't care. I'm just like.
Yeah. That's what I was saying before.
Is like, that help me lose weight. That is.
I don't need to go. Yeah. I don't just saying I don't need to go crazy. I don't care about
it. Or like people do those crazy challenges.
Going insane. Yeah. But once the thing is like, once you do get into good shape and you get stronger, then you want
to
like.
Yeah. It is cool when you get yourself to the, like when I did not the Murph with you guys, with you and Matt the one time.
It's fun to push yourself.
It sucked. But then at the end, you I was feel like, great oh, after. That's cool. Yeah. I did that.
Or like when you did a 5K, right?
The, oh God, the race. Yeah, I was dying during that as well. I hated all of it. I hated all of it.
I hated all of it, but it's fun. I hated all of it.
I hated all of it except for the end, because then you got.
Or when, remember when we kayaked and. The first time. And
so I mean, like, I'm not a lover of.
You pushed yourself pushing there.
I had to. What else was I going to do?
And you passed out.
That's pushing myself for survival, not because I chose to. What was I going to do? Go to the side of the road and try to get somebody to pick me up?
Oh, man, that was. I'll never forget that. You were just.
And then I passed. For context, we went on a kayaking, our first kayaking trip together.
Yeah.
With like. Was your family there?
Yeah, my dad, my brother, friends? I think Justin and maybe someone else, Jesse. Yeah. I can't remember.
And it was my first time kayaking and it was so exhausting and I wanted to die. I had my own kayak, I remember.
For more context, it wasn't that exhausting.
For more content, it was Laura definitely like over exaggerating.
A little bit over exaggerating. It's not. It was longer than.
It was my first time. Yes. And all I remember is that dead zone area where the water was not moving and I had to.
That's why being in a kayak, that's why I put you in a kayak because that's the easiest thing to paddle. There's a reason. Canoes are harder.
It was not easy.
Well, it was the easiest of all the.
But anyway, we got back to the campsite.
Campground, yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to go in the tent and like read. All I remember is being like, I'm going to go read my book and lay down because I'm just so tired from this kayak trip. And then like at some point I passed out while I was reading the book in there and I woke up and it was the next morning. Fallen asleep before the sun even set.
It's probably
before.
Like
it was like probably like 6 or 7.
That's what I thought. Know. I thought around 7.
And I slept all the way to like eight in the morning, 7 or 8 best, in the morning.
That was the best it break was, you ever.
I
took.
Said it was the best sleep I've ever had in my life.
When you like,
I woke up and I felt
yourself.
Fantastic.
That's great. See, that should tell you more. You gotta just push yourself, push it to the limit.
That's the first time I've ever been shocked when I woke up in the morning being like, I fell asleep and stayed asleep. I was just like, what happened the rest of the night? What did I miss? I forget. You guys did stuff around the fire. Like, Oh yeah. You were cooking. Justin was cooking his like the tinfoil things. Yeah, and I was really bummed I missed them. But then I think you guys saved me one for the morning. The potatoes or whatever you made. Good times. So, to answer your question, no, I have no problem taking a physical break.
Yeah, I've learned to give myself, like, I'm not trying to. It's good to push yourself, but I don't know.
Mine's all.
I don't overdo it.
My thing, I've learned a life hack on how to take a break.
Oh, yeah.
This is a life hack for anybody who feels bad when they take a break because they feel. That's what I like. If I'm taking a break. I feel bad about it, even if I know it's like deserved and I did a lot that day.
Nope, I don't.
I still feel bad about it because I'm like, I could.
I
be
do
doing
now
something.
With Melody when like I take a break and you're with her. I'm like, I could be there.
Well, yeah, that's different. Well, I'm talking about like,
I know
I have time to myself. Like during her naps, I choose to like lay on the couch. Like it's very rare. But recently I was so tired like a week or two ago. Remember? Yeah, you were somewhere. You weren't home. I put her to bed and I was so tired that I went on the couch and just laid there and watched Schitt's Creek and played my game.
Yeah.
And I said, and my ring told me I had more restorative time.
Thought you took a nap, right?
Yeah, it thought I took a nap, but I was literally just laying there.
That's awesome.
And I said it said I had the most restorative time like in months. And I said, yeah, it's because it's the first time
I
said. I felt great after.
Rest and recovery is very important.
I know. Well, the new motto or whatever to try and teach people is that not being productive is productive because it's helping. Like you have to, and my therapist has told me,
I like that.
She's also told me to try and schedule in like non-productive time.
Yeah, that's smart.
Or downtime.
When like, you notice you have it, you gotta like,
because then
it out.
Feels like you were supposed to do it.
That is a good reason as well.
And she said, she's like, it doesn't have to be like a long period, but just.
Yeah.
She's like, instead of during Melody's nap time one day, which I've gotten a little better at, especially since I got a new gaming thing for my birthday from you. Thanks. Mm-hmm. But I've gotten a little better at, if I really am feeling out of it, trying to like the other day when I laid.
Yeah, I did
down
that when you took
something.
Her when you took her to the gym.
Yeah.
I just laid and sat on the couch and I watched.
I feel like it's harder with a toddler because you're like, okay, I only have, if she's napping, I'm like, okay, I have an hour and a half
to
myself.
Hours. Yeah. Yeah, usually,
for the one time today. And if I have energy, I feel like I need to do something because I'm like, I'm not going to get another chance to do this until she goes to bed and then I'm too tired. But now I'm trying to get in the habit of, if there's nothing pressing, either do like make a decision in that moment. Do I feel like not doing anything? Do I feel like doing half and half? Like I don't have to commit to one or the other. I could do like a half hour of resting and then a half hour of doing stuff. I feel like in the last month or a couple weeks,
I've noticed that.
Gotten better at trying to
be more proactive when it comes to taking a break.
Yes. Doesn't it show?
Now it does.
I'm not as
you're wearing
stressed
these Hawaiian shirts all the time.
I'm wearing Hawaiian all the time.
The past 2 weeks, this is all I've been wearing.
No, I wore silk. No, the other thing was just silk. They looked like scrubs. You said I looked like I worked at a hospital.
You had the scrubs on.
Well, my sister bought me these silk PJs, and I really... Silk. And every time Melody feels, she goes, ooh, I like.
I like this.
I like this.
That's a new thing. I like this.
My sister bought me these, and I was like... At first, I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna like sleeping in silk. I loved it. So I bought another pair. I gotta get some silk. I don't... It's nice because it like keeps you, especially in the summer, it keeps you like, I don't feel hot. I don't feel hot or cold with this. Perfect.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Is that what our pillows are, Silk?
Yes.
It is very nice.
They said the only downside is if you had silk sheets, which we don't. I don't know if I would like that. But somebody wrote a review on the Amazon silk set that I got and said, if you have silk sheets, don't wear silk PJs because you will slide completely off. You just keep sliding.
Oh, no.
There's your tip from our last episode of season one of Everything is Creepy.
Is what?
Don't wear silk.
That's the tip.
Also have silk sheets.
If you have silk sheets, don't wear silk pajamas.
I didn't know silk sheets were a thing. You'll
be slipping all night.
I don't think I've ever slept on silk sheets.
No.
We should try it sometime. We're going to make a video. Yeah. Just like try.
How long can we sleep with silk sheets?
How long before we slide off the bed while sleeping in silk PJs and silk sheets? Some people might be like, what? It sounds like a rich person thing. Yeah. No, my silk PJs from Amazon were like $20 for both. It was $20 for pants and a shirt.
How much are the sheets?
I don't know.
How much are silk sheets? Are they expensive?
They might be because the pillowcases were probably the same price as my PJs for just one pillowcase, like 20 something bucks. So maybe. So probably.
Silk.
Silk sheets are for rich people. I don't know if I would like it. I guess we won't know until I don't want to buy them. And then
just slipping. I just imagined it when you said that. You just,
it's like a slip and slide. Oh my God. We just invented a new slip and slide, a waterless slip and slide. Oh, we gotta craft this. It's going to be the most expensive slip and slide.
I just imagine like this big foam slide.
It's like a giant slide. No, it's a giant silk slide. And then you have to wear special clothes. special silk clothes.
Silk bodysuit.
Silk bodysuit. I'm picturing like the Green Man.
Yes, exactly.
Bodysuit that just covers your face completely and everything. Completely silk. Just go.
Slide forever. You wear a silk mask too.
See, we came up with that first. Why we talked longer than I thought in this podcast episode.
Yeah.
No, I guess that's about what it's... I think our goal with podcasting was always like to do like a minimum of 40 and like a max of an hour and a half.
We started doing, once we got into it a little bit.
Well, lately we've been doing an hour and a half about rambling. For most of them.
Rambling.
Oh, it's sad. It's bittersweet.
Yeah.
It's sweet because I'm kind of excited to have a little bit extra time for the next like couple weeks so I can work out some personal stuff and this stuff, because
can start thinking of more topics,
or you guys can help.
Give us some ideas. Maybe we'll
In general, just let us know if you want us to continue the podcast, because
if
there's an outcry, maybe they'll push us to do it earlier.
What's the longest you think you could do a podcast? How long do you think you could do it for? Record. I'm like,
oh,
one
like
session,
one
sorry.
Episode.
Yeah. Before you have to take a break.
I'll go off my live streaming time and say that my sweet spot's about 2.5 hours.
That's it?
That's it? Of just constant talk. At least live streaming, I can be quiet every now and then and like pay attention to the game.
Yeah.
If I'm doing like a just chatting live stream, usually around the 2.5 hour mark, I'm starting to feel burnt out. Some people just have
crazy long podcasts.
I don't know, like who? I was going to say Joe Rogan, yeah. But I don't know. I thought his are like 3 hours.
That's long.
Max.
That's long.
I just said 2.5. It's only another half hour. How? Why? What's yours?
No, I was going to say like, yeah, like 3.
So we should make a podcast episode of how long.
How long can we
continue to talk?
We'd have to have a lot of topics.
Time. It'll be time is creepy. We'll just have to keep going on it.
It'd be cool to have like a live chat. That'd be cool to like.
Oh, yeah. One of our ideas was a live. Oh, yeah. Live chat would be cool.
You'd live stream it. No, which I think we could do. Now I'd feel a lot more comfortable live streaming a podcast because I feel like I have more control
over things that you say.
Yes. Uh-huh. I've gotten better.
Or wording.
And would definitely be more conscientious.
We'd have to pick a easy topic. Not triggering topic.
Yeah, not conspiracy theories and
not conspiracy like theories. I am interested in the feedback on that one because that hasn't come out.
Yeah, I've thought a lot about that podcast that we recorded.
No. Are you worried about it?
No, I don't think I'm worried about it because I keep talking about it in my head and I'm like, I don't think there was some stuff that was like very creepy in it and not good, but we didn't really
not good.
We didn't really harp on it. We just talked about what some people think.
I want to say, actually, before we end, the biggest thank you to everybody who listens to this podcast, because I feel like you don't listen to a podcast unless you genuinely, especially this far into like this last episode and this far into the podcast, if you're still listening,
thank you.
Then you are one of the real ones. We appreciate you for coming on this journey with us.
If you listen to every episode, let us know.
Yeah. I want to know you.
What do you think? I want to know your opinion.
I want to know you.
What's your analysis?
I want to know what you thought. And who are you? No, but seriously, like, it takes a lot for somebody to commit all that time to listening to us ramble and tell scary stories.
Besides our parents.
Yes. Besides our parents, because we already know.
They're going to tell us. They're going to tell us.
A
lot of opinions.
We should have just not told any of them that the podcast was going to wrap up like for a little bit.
You told them the other when we were talking about.
I think I did. Yeah. I wish we didn't, though. So that when they listen to the episode, they're like, what? We would have gotten all these like not angry, but confused text messages.
You're ending your podcast. Why? Why didn't you?
What
tell
did
us?
You do? Why? We should have. Missed opportunity for a prank. Not even a prank, but like,
prank, gotcha.
Pranked, gotcha.
You've been pranked.
But yeah, thank you guys for sticking with us. We really want to bring the podcast back. Hopefully we can do that sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
And as soon as we know a new date of like when the next 43rd episode, I guess, comes out. But season 2?
No, it'd be season 2, yeah.
I know, but I wouldn't start the episode numbers over. I would just continue so that we could see how many we actually did over time. Whenever the 43rd episode is going to come out, which would technically be the start of like a season 2 for us, I will, of course, be sure to let you guys know. But like I said, make sure you follow us on YouTube or subscribe to us on YouTube. Follow us on all of your podcast platforms if you haven't already so that you know when another episode comes out.
Yeah, just one day you're like, whoa, there it is.
Yeah, it's going to be very exciting. I mean, I'll give a heads up on my socials, but if you miss my socials, then it'll be very exciting.
Yes.
But yeah. Oh no, it's gonna be last time saying it for a little while. I keep saying for a little while. We're gonna come back.
Just taking a break.
We're taking a break.
It's creepy
because you don't know when the break's gonna end.
There you go. That's the creepy.
Oh, that
part.
Was one of the creepy things I said.
That was the creepiest part about it all.
That's why I also don't like taking a break, because there's been times on YouTube where I took a break for like a month and then I was scared to come back off my break. Or like didn't want to because I was like, I'm enjoying my break.
It's also funny when you take a break and you're like, oh, my numbers are going up.
Yeah.
I know that happened not too long ago, randomly.
I think the last time I took a break, it went up.
I was like, just keep going.
That was the last time because I ended on like a high note, like a couple. That's why if I do take a break on YouTube, I always try to plan. I hopefully have the capacity to plan to have like my last couple videos be really good ones and then take a break and then come back with really good ones. That's the key. You know, you leave with really good ones, you wait till your stats go low enough, and then you can like come back with a good one, and then it just kind of evens it out. Smart. Pro tip. But yeah.
Thank you.
thank you. And as always.
Everything.
Wait, but did I do it wrong? Hmm? Oh, and remember.
And remember.
I did do it wrong.
I'll say it.
Okay. Which are you saying?
I'm just messing with you.
What are you saying?
And remember.
Everything is creepy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.